So you guys literally went from 10 views to thousands of views. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
How long did that take?
As soon as Sam made the first video, that was it.
You talk to so many manufacturers, distributors, reps. A lot of them are very quick to say that there is nothing interesting or sexy in their industry.
Video is like changing the game. And it's not about how many likes you get. It's about how many emails you get where it says, hey, I saw this video. Can you send us a sample? Yeah. And we've been now getting one of those every day.
We're at a metal, what would you call it?
Scrap metal processing facility.
Scrap metal processing facility.
What are you videotaping?
So this is a quick start guide video, like a 45 second instructional type thing for, Jess, you want to show off the product there? No. For the Remotel by Teltru. And pretty much this is a wireless system that actually monitors temperature in industrial applications from pretty much anywhere in the world that has cell reception.
I like this is live on the job, man. This is cool.
So I came on the podcast as the third person on it. Ever since then, I've always heard, hey, you were with the Flow guy, or hey, you quit drinking, or hey, people don't like you. I saw that video. I realized instantly that marketing is very important. Try to find a way where I can include video and AI into it. And that led me to Industry Video Productions, which is Sam over here on the site in the middle of a shoot right now. I'll let him introduce himself.
We're basically an industrial video production company. We work only with manufacturers and companies that serve manufacturers. So yeah. Some residual law firms, accounting firms, business development firms, things like that. Really, the B2B market has specific marketing messaging and styles that caters to that type of sale specifically. So that's what we're here for, to make content that fits in with that category.
Yeah, and that's cool that you guys focus so much on, you just do manufacturers, right? Videos for manufacturers.
Manufacturers, and like right now we're in a steel facility or a metal facility, right? So some places that wouldn't call themselves manufacturers but are serving manufacturers, part of that supply chain.
Tell me, I'd love to get into the nuts and bolts of what you do since you're there on site. That's cool. But also, I know you've been doing this for a little bit. And then Adam, you mentioned you've seen lots of results from it. So what kind of like results have you guys seen from doing these kinds of videos? Maybe let's start there and then we'll get into the meat of how you do it.
Yeah, I got a quick answer for that, Adam. My whole thing is you talk to so many manufacturers, so many distributors, manufacturers, reps. A lot of them are very quick to say that there is nothing interesting or sexy in their industry. So I'll have sales meetings with companies. They'll say, we aren't really sure there's anything to film. My goal is always to make something that people maybe are hesitant to share, something that's actually super exciting and that they would pull out at a bar or pull out at Thanksgiving dinner to show their family, right? As Adam knows, obviously, because he's right in the business, there's interesting stories and concepts and processes all around us, even if it seems boring to someone who's doing it every day, right? So it's taking the uninteresting things and making it interesting. If that answered the question, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and yeah. I think now taking what he just said right there, so you instantly get like the feeling like, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about. Now, how are you going to get sales from that? Every manufacturer has a YouTube channel where they're saying, oh, this is my OtterBox. Oh, this is my but it's not interesting. Mm-hmm. He goes out into the field, like he's with Teltru right now. They have been a manufacturing in Rochester, New York for 108 years. He's out there getting video of their new product. It will go online and then instantly everybody knows about that new product, but also they saw it out in the field. So it changes. It lets the brand new sales rep have an opportunity to share something with a customer that they could just meet because they know how to use social media, right? Or they know how to use LinkedIn, or they can put a text and send it over to 50 people at one time. Video is like changing the game. And as far as for like our rep agency, we were flatlining. We brought Sam in to do videos, and it's not about how many likes you get. It's about how many emails you get where it says, hey, I saw this video. Can you send us a sample? Yeah. And we've been now getting one of those every day. It could be lights from one of our manufacturers. It could be fuses. It could be breakers. He's done so many things for us now that it's just funny when we see it, we're like, oh my God, that worked. And at the time we're like, this isn't going to work, but we're learning from it. He also does LinkedIn marketing for companies too. So he can come in, shoot a whole day, but then have it where they're posting something every month. Because you know how important it is. Like, Flow does a great job of that, getting the information out there.
I know. So it wasn't planned this way. And I promised Jess it wasn't planned this way because you guys just set it up while I was here. But Jess, can you come and share a bit? It's not live. Just share a bit about maybe your philosophy on digital marketing and video in the sales world right now. Because this is straight from a manufacturer themselves.
I guess it's using all of the things. It's our website. It's the video on the website. It's social media. It's the collateral. It's everything combined, getting to the audience that we're intending to target and the messaging. And Sam has been very helpful in doing that.
This isn't a testimonial for me.
Yeah, but it's true. You have, and also you're persistent and annoying, and you make me do more than I normally would. So that's been helpful too, because I, to Adam's point, I have gotten some attention that people have reached out based on what they've seen, asking to partner, be manufacturers, reps, or to supply our product, or ask questions about the new things we're doing. So it's working.
Yeah, and I'll give a shout out to Jess too, as a leader of sales in that organization. And this is advice for any manufacturer out there. Like, you do need to be quick to jump on these trends. Video's been around forever. It's getting to the point where if you don't start now, you're going to be too late. You're already too late. But
one other thing to add, yeah. I think the content that we get the most attention from is not necessarily just the stuff like, this is a product and this is why you need it. It's also the engagement piece. If it has to do with our employees, the company, like the owner, the human element, that seems to really grab people's attention.
Yeah. And Curtis, I'm only doing this for the sake of time, just running through some things. But on the AI piece, because I know you're very interested in that. So right now we're filming in an industrial setting. There's noises going on all around us, banging. There's shears outside. There's forklifts. The first thing Jess said to me was, are you going to be able to record the audio here like with all this noise, right? So I just have a shout out to DJI. I have a little DJI mic here that was clipped on me while I was running through some of the stuff. AI has allowed filmmakers and video producers to be able to take audio with all that stuff in the background and completely isolate it. So you used to be able to get rid of constant noises. So if there was like a buzzing, like a constant buzzing or a constant room resonance, you were able to get rid of that. But now with AI tools, you can literally get rid of anything. You can isolate a voice like to a T, to where if there's two people talking next to each other, you can isolate to one person and cut out the other person, right? I'm only bringing that up because you're so big into AI. That's something that's completely changed the game for video producers, and especially in industrial settings, OEMs, and with anywhere that there's loud shop noises going on.
Cool. So manufacturers don't have to be afraid of the background noise.
If they have someone that knows what they're doing. You got to have someone that knows what they're doing, that knows the tools, but it more is possible now, yeah.
You essentially have a way to scale what you guys are doing instead of going and showing somebody in person, which you still do, I imagine. But the video can scale to any number of people, and you still get to have that personal touch. They get to know you. They see the product in where it's being built and how it's being used. So that's a pretty cool ability to scale the message, I think.
Yeah, sales, they say sales is like the art of communication. Video just lets you communicate more often and with less effort.
So is there a method to your madness here, Sam, in terms of like how you come up with the story? How do you create a video that's compelling? Because to your point, a lot of people will say, this is a boring industry, right? Like,
yeah. Number one, first and foremost, is an engineer or a CEO or a product expert. The first thing they're going to think of is product when you're like coming up with a video idea. I would say like, you got to get completely away from that mindset. That product comes in probably number three. Number one is you want the video to be engaging, right? If you make something that's engaging, no matter what topic it is, you're going to have attention put to your brand, right? So that's step one. You want to get the viewer engaged. Step two, let's see. We'll say step two is where you bring the product in and you start like zeroing in on the topic. So the method is always, I always say engagement first. You look at like YouTubers, big YouTubers like Mr. Beast, like they've gotten engagement down to a science. If you take some of those things, incorporate it into marketing videos, then the topic you're trying to get across will actually have an effect. So engagement first, 100%. So finding things that are engaging, like right here, we're at a potential customer location. That's engaging, right? There are things you can do that make engagement into a science.
You told me that we have to be excited about it if we want anyone else to be excited about it.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard that. Jess just said, I told her a while ago, you as the creator have to be excited about what you're making. And if you're not, the people that are watching won't. It's this weird metaphysical force that the amount of care, effort, and excitement you have for the thing you're making, it'll get sucked into the product and then directly correlate to when someone's watching it. They'll feed off of that engagement. But to put it in a short answer, the method is, number one, put engagement first, put product second, and then your product will actually end up getting more attention.
There's a perfect example of that. Telltrue did a video where they were at Genesee Brewhouse, which is another Rochester staple. They had product in there. But you see him walking down the stairs. You see him talking to the main person at Genesee Brewhouse. You get a feeling. That was like the first time where I saw a video that Sam did where I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I made it all the way through. I have ADHD. I never make it through. Made it all the way through. And I told him, I was like, dude, you're getting really good. Like, this video is one of the best videos I've ever seen. And then what happens is you don't even realize Telltrue has been around for 108 years. They're in it. So now everybody knows who they are. I guarantee Jessica got so many calls after that being hey, we want to be your rep.
We want to sell your product. Before that, we had no visibility. Nobody knew who we were. They didn't know about our new product lines. And then Sam came on board and I fired our marketing department.
Okay.
And just the response that we got, we would get maybe 6 or 7 views on the stuff that we were putting out. Nobody cared because it was all the product stuff and it was super boring. And the stuff that we were putting out now is a lot more engaging. Yeah. And we get thousands and thousands of views.
That's the thing too. It's like you ever see the, when you create like a connection between a body of water, like a river and an ocean, it like creates that first path and then it just keeps growing into a huge, I don't know the terminology, but basically like that, there's a perfect example of Jess is an extremely competent like salesperson and marketer. Once you have someone come in and just create that first like flow of content and engagement, it lets marketing directors, it lets sales directors, it lets VPs like keep that going even without having to hold their hand in perpetuity. So it's creating that first initial excitement.
That's cool. So you guys literally went from 10 views to thousands of views. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
That's cool. How long did that take? Just is it a several month kind of effort?
No, it was as soon as Sam made the first video, that was it.
Immediate. All right. Immediate. That's
and
awesome.
The best thing Sam does is he also teaches you how to do marketing. I see Jess posting now and I'm like, whoa, that's really good. And I know Sam's not part of that. That's her doing her own thing now. Like she even, I'm seeing her get way more likes. Like the things that he's showing us how to be better at our own craft is pretty cool too.
That's awesome.
The results really speak for themselves. He was telling me, you have to post, you have to do this, you have to do that. And I'm like, hey, yeah, who's even looking at that? Who cares? And people do.
People do. People do. Was there any kind of distribution strategy then? So you made the video, right? Really good video, quality, telling the story. And what was the distribution that you used or strategies that you used to kick that up to thousands of views?
Sam encouraged me to post it as an individual as opposed to the company and then have the company share my post. And then everybody else in the company shared the post as well. It was exponential after that.
Yeah, it's really a momentum game. You'll start off, and Adam can attest to this too. He's way more seasoned on LinkedIn than me, but you got to post a few things with no engagement. They get little views, but if they're good, by the time you're like a month into it, it'll really ramp up traction. With a lot of companies, they've been doing some sort of LinkedIn posts for a while, so that lets you skip several steps to where once you do start putting in good content, it'll take right off. But the distribution now, it's all LinkedIn. LinkedIn for branding and that broad approach, and then having like videos that the sales rep are armed with when they start communicating directly. That's the second piece of it.
Okay. So videos you share on social media, but then also you have some videos that are prepped as like sales collateral materials that you'll send. Okay. Yeah. Right on. That's good. Yeah, that's awesome. So you just up there in the Rochester area, Sam? You travel national for this kind of stuff? Or
we go everywhere, serving mostly Western New York, but I've been to Chicago many times this year for shows, so we're all over.
I guess I would say, like, for people to learn, this could be a good use case, right? So look at, it's IMTS, or sorry, what was the company where we're at?
Oh, we won't say where we are. We'll say look up Teltru Manufacturing on LinkedIn. Check out the content they have. And if you need temperature and pressure gauges, look them up as well, yeah. And then you can find us at Industry Video Productions on LinkedIn or industryvideo.com. My number's right on the website, so just give me a text or call. DM me on LinkedIn. I'm always on LinkedIn.
Okay. Adam, what else do you want to share with everybody here? What else you got?
The point of this was just to share, put a spotlight on Sam. Now it's even cooler. We got to put a spotlight on what Jess does and Teltru. This is awesome. I'm very happy. Thank you so much.
And you thank Jess for letting me do this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jess, this is going to cook. Thank you.
I think this is great as a lesson to everyone, right? That the power of video, the power of scaling the message, telling a cool story as opposed to just the product stuff. Those are really valuable lessons. So thank you guys for joining and for talking to us. We appreciate it. And we'll have links in the show notes to everyone here. So anyone listening, you can follow all these guys. Learn, see from what they're doing right now that's actually working, and hopefully you can apply this in your own business.
All right, thanks, Curtis.
Good to meet you.